Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Pebez Amud Bez. We're holding on Pebez Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom, by the words Gilui Arayis. So we mentioned in the beginning of the Gemara that if a person, the Mu'beres, so she has a craving, the Uber smells something, so the halacha is that nothing stands in the way of Pikuach Nefesh except for Gilui Arayis, Shvichus Damim, and Nevada Zara. So we mentioned in the end of the previous year the makar for where we know it from, that a person has to give up his life not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara is going to pick up from there and discuss the makar for where we know that also by Gilui Arayis and Shvichos Damim, that a person has to give up his life not to be Oved on these Averas. So says the Gemara, Gilui Arayis and Shvichos Damim Minalon. What's the makar that a person has to give up his life not to be Oved on Gilui Arayis and Shvichos Damim? So says the Gemara, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi said, the Pasuk says, regarding a Naira Murasa, a person who is Ma'anis, a Naira Murasa, an Eshesish, the Pasuk says, Ki kasher yakum isha re'eyu uratzchoy nefesh kena davar azeh. The Torah compares the person who's being Ma'anis, the Naira Murasa, to a murderer, that just like a person gets up and he murders his friend, that's like this person who's being Ma'anis, the Eshesish. Kena davar azeh. So what do we learn out from Reitzeach to Nayar Mayrasa? Seemingly the Pasuk is coming to compare the Ma'anis to the murderer to teach us something about the Ma'anis. But we don't have anything that we learn. Elo, the limit is like this. Hareza bo lilamid v'nim salamad. It's something which seems like it's coming to teach, that the Reitzeach is coming to teach us a halacha about Nayar Mayrasa. And really, v'nim salamat, and really, we're going to learn out something from Naira Mayrasa to Ritzicha. That ma Naira Mayrasa nitein lahatzila b'nafshoi. That just like the halacha is by Naira Mayrasa, Rashi brings the limud for this, that the halacha is that someone's allowed to kill the ma'anis. It's nitein lahatzila b'nafshoi. We could save the lady by killing the ma'anis. Afrei tzeyach. That so too by a Reitzeach, it's the same halacha, that the halacha is that someone can kill the Reitzeach for being Reideth after the Nirtzach. And we also learn that Ma Reitzeach Yareg Val Yavur, just like by Ritzicha, the halacha is that it's better for a person to give up his life and not to be Oivra on Ritzicha. The Gemara will soon explain the Makar for that. But just like by Ritzicha, that's the halacha, that a person has to give up his life not to be Oivra on Ritzicha. Yareg Val Yavur, Yahari Val Yavur, he has to get killed and not be Oivra on the Isra of Ritzicha. Af Naira Mayrasa, Yahari Val Yavur, so too by Naira Mayrasa, it's the same din. That by when it comes to Gilui Arayis, a person has to be quicker to give up his own life than to be over on the Isra of Gilui Arayis. So the makar for both Gilui Arayis and Shvichas Damim is from a limud from Ritzicha to Gilui Arayis. That just like Ritzicha, when it comes to Ritzicha, a person has to give up his own life, Yaharik Val Yavur, so too by Gilui Arayis. So now the Gemara says on Pebez and Mebez, Reitzeach Gufe Minola. Now what's the makar by Ritzicha itself? What's the makar that by Ritzicha, that the din is Yaharik Val Yavur, that a person has to give up his life not to be over on Ritzicha? So says the Gemara, Svarahi. That's a svara, it's just logical. It's a svara that a person has to give up his own life in order not to be over on the Isra Ritzicha. Dahu da asa lekami de rabba. There was a person once that came in front of Rabba, and Amarle, and he said to him the following shaila, that Amarli Mari Durai, the leader of my town, he said to me, Katli Laplanya, to kill so and so, to kill such a person, Vilay, and if you don't kill him, Katonalach, I'm gonna kill you. That's what the leader of the town said, the mayor of the town. He said to me that I have to kill such a person, and if not, then he's going to kill me. So what's the halacha? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi said to him, Naktalach v'loy tikto, that you should get yourself killed and don't kill someone else. Better that you die not to kill someone else. Meaning you have to give up your life not to be over on the Isra of Ritzicha. And what's the reason for that? Because my chaz is the dama didach sumaktfei, dilma dama dahu gavra sumaktfei. Who says your blood is better than his? Maybe his blood is better than yours. Meaning to say, who says you're so chashuv that it's more, that it's better that you live than him? Anyway, someone's gonna die. We'll go through exactly the svar, what the svar is, shortly. But before that, we'll just finish the amud. Ahu ovra the archa. So now we finish with that. So that's that we found makaris for the three averis, for Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah, the makar for them that a person has to give up his life not to be over on them. But when it comes to eating on Yom Kippur or eating Mechalas Asurais, so that's how we started with this whole thing, that's when we said that if a Mu'uberes has a craving for something, so we considered it a sakana, that she has to have it, so then the halacha is that we give it to her, whether it's Yom Kippur, whether it's Mechalas Asurais, we give it to her in order to prevent sakana, because for those Averis, the halacha is that a sakana in lecha davar sha'aymi b'fnei pikuach nefesh, and nothing stands in the way of pikuach nefesh. So on that note, says the Gemara, who ubra the archa? There was once an ubra that smelled something. So the mother had a craving; she wanted to eat something. I mean, really, again, really, it's the ubra; it's the fetus that wanted to eat it. The way he eats it is by the mother eating it. So somehow the mother gets that message that she needs to eat this thing for the ubra. So she felt this craving to eat something, and it was Yom Kippur. So also the kame de Rebbe, so they came in front of Rebbe, and Amar Luhu, Rebbe said to the people asking the Shiloh, that Zilu Luchai Shula, go and whisper in her ear, the Yaima de Kippurihu, go whisper in her ear that it's Yom Kippur, let's see what happens. So Lamaisa says, the Gemara, the Chushula, they whispered to her, Ve'elchisha, and the taiva went away, the craving went away. And so Kari Alei, so Rebbe said about this Uber, Beterim Etzarcha, Bavetan, Yadaticha, that basically saying that even before the Uber was born, he already had some level of Das, some level of Yediyas Hashem, Chashivas of the Uber. And Taka says, the Gemara, Nafak Mina, Rebbe Yoichna, that this child that came out from this mother was none other than Rebbe Yoichna. Says the Gemara, I guess the opposite story. He obra the archa, another lady, a mubaras, that she had a craving. The obra smelled something. And also lekame the Rabbi Chanina. This time they came to Rabbi Chanina with the shiloh. And Amar Lehu, Rabbi Chanina already knew, he did the shima, she knew already the drill. He said to them, lechushala, go whisper to her, that's Yom Kippur. They whispered to her, v'loyochisha. And Lamaisa, the taiva didn't go away. The craving didn't go away. She still wanted to eat, even though it was Yom Kippur. Or the Uber still wanted to eat. So Kari Alei, Rabbi Chanina called. He said about this Uber, that Zeru Risha Meirachem, that there's an element of Rishus even already from the Rechem, from the womb. And Taka says, the Gemara, Nafak Mina Shabsai Atzar Peri, that the child which came from this pregnancy was Shabsai, who's known as Shabsai Atzar Peri, because he received that title of honor because of the fact that he would buy produce from the Shuk for very cheap, and he would manipulate the prices and sell them for very expensive. Basically, not such a nice fellow. He's the one who came out from this. Now we said, we mentioned that we would go back now and just focus a little bit more on explaining this svara of the Gemara. The Gemara said the svara, the my chazes, the dhamma di dach sumaktve, dhamma dhamma dahu gavar sumaktve. That who says your blood is redder than his? It's a svara, the fact that the halacha is that a person has to give up his life not to be over on Ritzicha, is learned from a svara that who says your blood is better than the other person's, so therefore you have to give up your life. So ask Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, whose yartzeh was yesterday, ask Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, what do you mean? We have a Mishnah in Harayis. The Mishnah says in Harayis, and Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, it says that if a person, you have a choice of saving two different people, so there's a Seder. A Kayin comes before a Levi comes before Yisrael, so we have a way of measuring whose blood is redder than someone else's. There's a list. You look in the Mishnah on Hiris and you'll learn whose blood is better than whose. So just follow that list. So said Rav Yaakov, that's what Rashi was coming to answer. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi di Ramaskal Maichazis. So Rashi explains, Kalaimer, as if to say, what's the svara of Maichazis? Says Rashi that my daitcha l'mishri milsa. Why do you want to be matar and iser? There's an iser at stake. There's an iser of leisirtzach of ritzicha. So how do you want to be matter such a thing? Mishum v'chay b'hem. So v'loy shiamus b'hem. The only way you could be matter is based on the other mitzvah of v'chay b'hem, which is normally the mitzvah that tells us that a person shouldn't give up his life to be mekayim mitzvahs because the Torah says v'chay b'hem. Well, says Rashi, time of shodavar. What's the reason why the Torah told us v'chay b'hem? It's shechaviva nafshin shal yisrael ofnei hamalkam yaseh min ha-mitzvahs. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the nefesh yisrael more than the mitzvah. And therefore, let's say in Yom Kippur. Hashem told us, gave us a mitzvah of inoy, not to eat on Yom Kippur. It's more chaviv to Hashem and nefesh than the mitzvah. So therefore, if a person's life is at stake, and the alternative is to eat on Yom Kippur, so Hashem, it's more chaviv to Hashem, the nefesh of the yisrael, more than the mitzvah of not eating on Yom Kippur. So therefore we say, to not give up a person's v'chai b'hem, that he shouldn't give up his life, and he should eat. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu tevatel ha-mitzvah v'yichyazeh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, be mevatel the mitzvah in order so you should live. But now in this case, when it comes to Ritzicha, so let's say the mayor of the town told Reuven, you kill Shimon or else I'm going to kill you. So over here, Mimanifshach, a nefesh from Yisrael is going to be lost. V'hamitzvah b'teila. So if Reuven kills Shimon, all we're going to lose out is the mitzvah is going to be lost, and we're still going to lose out on the nefesh. If he doesn't do it, if he transgresses the Isser, so to speak, so he'll be mevatel the mitzvah, and Hashem is still going to lose a nefesh mi Yisrael. So lama yeta v'enei hamakom la'avra mitzvasei. So why would Hashem want a person to be over on the mitzvah? Lama yih adamcha chaviv olav yaiser midam chavercha Yisrael. Why should your blood be redder than his? Meaning to say, Rashi is explaining that the only reason why normally we say to be Ivran and Isser and to not give up your life is because it's more chaviv to Hashem and Nefesh than the mitzvah. But when it comes to Ritzicha, when the mayor of the town told Reuven, you kill Shimon or else I kill you, so if he saves his life and he kills Shimon, so then what did we gain? The mitzvah's gone and we still don't have a Nefesh Mi'Yisrael. So what are you going to say? That no, because your Nefesh is more chashuv? Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rashi is coming to explain that no, because no matter what, a nefesh is getting lost. So your only answer would be because I'm more chashuv. Reuven could say because he's more chashuv, he's a kohen. Shimon's just a levi. So maybe Reuven should have precedence because he's a kohen. So he has a milah over Shimon. Says Rav Yaakov, no, because that milah that the kohen has over the levi still doesn't equal a nefesh. A nefesh is more chashuv to Hashem than the mitzvah. So if it's a choice of a nefesh or a mitzvah, a nefesh comes first. But here, no matter what, a nefesh is being lost. So the only thing that could possibly be saved is the milah that Reuven has over Shimon. That milah that Reuven has over Shimon doesn't equal a nefesh. A nefesh tells us is more chashuv to Hashem. But who says that Reuven's milah that he has over Shimon, that should be mevatel the... Now that's a chashuv enough to be mevatel a mitzvah. That's the pshat. That's the oimik of the pshat of the svara of my chazus the dama didak sumaktvei dima dama dahu gavra sumaktvei. Akoponim Tosis already points out that any time the svara doesn't apply, so then the halacha is that we don't say yiharig vel yavur. For example, if let's say the mayor told Reuven, stand still, I'm gonna push you over on top of that baby that's underneath you. And if you don't let me push you, I'm going to kill you. So then the halacha is that he's allowed to allow himself to get pushed. Because being that he's not playing an active role in it, so he's not choosing whose blood is redder, is more red. He's not playing an active role in it. So therefore, Tosfos says, in such a situation, Reuven would be allowed to allow himself to get pushed over the baby.